Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday of Easter, year B. Our readings today, Acts chapter 4, verses 5 to 12, Psalm 23, 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 24, and the Gospel of John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because You have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because You are worthy. We have come because You are here. Lord, empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and worship You alone. Amen. Lord, we all come as servants of Christ. We all come that Your light may shine in our darkness. We come as those with no right to judge each other. We come in faith and trust before the judge of all the earth. Search our hearts, test our motives. Equip us with Your Holy Spirit to enable us to live Your word and to be faithful to Your call to be disciples of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in You. For
We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday of Easter, followed by our Easter anthem and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Easter Anthem. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast. Not with the unleaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Sheep and the Shepherd. The Sheep and the Shepherd. The descendants of Abraham, the covenant people of God, were nomadic herdsmen. They were keepers of cattle, sheep, and goats. Therefore, when the prophet brought the word of God and the word from God to them, The relationship between sheep and shepherd was very familiar. As the prophet Isaiah brings a message of hope to Israel in exile, the prophet cries, "See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep." Isaiah chapter 40, verses 10 and 11. When God used the prophet Ezekiel to condemn the leaders of Israel, they were described as bad shepherds. "Thus says the Lord God, Ah, you shepherds of Israel, you have been feeding yourselves. Should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourself with wool, you slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the sheep. You have not strengthened the weak, you have not healed the sick, you have not bound up the injured, you have not brought back the strayed. You have not sought the loss, but with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and scattered they became food for wild animals. My sheep were scattered, they became food for wild animals. They wandered over all the mountains and over every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth, with no one to search or seek for them." Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 2b to 6. In condemning the leaders of Israel, God highlighted the importance of the shepherd, the leader, and the role of the shepherd in relation to the sheep. Sheep are totally lacking in protection from predators. They are vulnerable to attack from lions, bears, wolves, or any animal that would use them for food. Therefore, they have a strong flocking instinct. They feel safe when gathered together. They need other sheep to feel safe. Hence, they form a flock for protection. As they stay together for protection, that characteristic is used to control them with a sheepdog. The sheep see the dog as a predator, so they band together for protection and move away from danger. By controlling the dog, the shepherd actually controls the flock. Sheep move towards another sheep or someone perceived as a friend, particularly a person who feeds them. Therefore, the shepherd from time to time actually feeds each sheep with grain. Therefore, they perceive the shepherd as a friend. Thus, in situations of danger, they will not move away from the shepherd. Sheep need the shepherd. However, the shepherd must be faithful to the task. And so God promises, "I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered. I will feed them with good pasture. They shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself," God said, "will be the shepherd of my sheep." Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 to 15. A promise that God fulfilled and is reflected in Psalm 23, the Shepherd's Psalm. The psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." The words of the prophet Ezekiel were also fulfilled in the Messiah, the Anointed One, Jesus the Christ. In our gospel today, Jesus proclaims, "I am the good shepherd." John chapter 10, verse 11. And he points to the characteristics of the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus' whole life is dedicated to the well-being of God's people. He is prepared to die to save the sheep. Those who are not good shepherds run away in the face of danger and allow the sheep to be scattered. The good shepherd stands his ground and is prepared to die in order to save the sheep. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." The good shepherd, Jesus, knows each of us by name, and he invites us to know him. It is clear that our relationship with the good shepherd depends on us. He has already laid down his life to enable us to receive forgiveness of our sins and be reconciled with God and each other. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our weaknesses and our strengths. He knows when we are stubborn, submissive, or hurt. He knows our needs even before we ask, and he is prepared to intercede with the Father on our behalf to satisfy those needs. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, every day provides us with opportunities, challenges, difficulties, and decisions to enable us to grow, to mature emotionally and spiritually. The Good Shepherd is compassionate, loving, and caring for the sheep. In fact, he gave his life for the sheep. What about the sheep? What about us? Do we know him? Can we distinguish his voice from that of the false shepherds of the world? Jesus affirms, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." John chapter 10, verse 27. When the Good Shepherd speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, when the Good Shepherd sends someone to speak to us, do we listen and obey, or do we ignore his voice and continue to move towards the dangers of the world? The task of the shepherd is to save us from ourselves, from the perils and dangers of this world. But he cannot do it without our cooperation, our obedience. So the question is, do we know him? Do we know his voice? Do we follow where he leads? Or are we following other shepherds? Or worse, other sheep? The Good Shepherd has laid down his life. The Good Shepherd knows us and calls us by name. As his disciples, we are called to be like him. Whenever we find ourselves in the role of shepherd, as leader, whether it is at home, in the workplace, in the church, or on the field of play, We are to care as the Good Shepherd cares. We are to love as the Good Shepherd loves. We are to know those who are depending on us. For to know is to love. Like the Good Shepherd, we have to be prepared to make our sacrifices for those in our care, and like him, be prepared to lay down our life for those for whom we are responsible. An intimate knowledge of the Good Shepherd and obedience to the guidance of the Holy Spirit will help us in our task of shepherding. We can truly become imitators of Christ. Let us follow the Good Shepherd. He will not lead us astray. He will guide us through the trials and tribulations of life. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. And he will reward us with the gift of eternal life for our obedience and our faithfulness. Let us therefore say, like the psalmist, "The Lord is my shepherd." Amen. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for the gift of your holy word. We pray that it will be a lantern to our feet and a light to our paths. And we ask you to take us and use us to love and serve all persons in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. King of kings and Lord of lords, we pray today for statesmen, leaders and rulers. May they be quiet in spirit, clear in judgment, able to understand the issues that face them. May they think often of the common people on whose behalf they must speak and act. May they remember that in keeping your laws is man's only good and happiness. Give them patience. Give them courage. Give them foresight and great faith. In their anxieties, we pray that you will be their security. In their opportunities, be their inspiration. By their plans and their actions, may your kingdom come and your will be done. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me see a country of justice and peace and directs my steps towards this land. He gives me power. He guides me in the paths of victory as he has promised. Even if a full-scale violent confrontation breaks out, I will not be afraid, Lord, for you are with me. Your shepherd's power and love protect me. You prepare for me my freedom when all my enemies can see it. You welcome me as an honored guest and fill my cup with righteousness and peace. I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and your liberating love will be my home as long as I live. Amen. God, I want your guidance and direction in all we do. Let your wisdom counsel us, your hand lead us, and your arm support us. We put ourselves into your hands. Breathe into our soul holy and heavenly desires. Conform us to your own image. Make us like our Savior, the Good Shepherd. Enable us in some measure to live here on earth as he lived, and to act in all things as he would have acted. All this we ask in his name. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of his peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this night, this week, and always. Amen. We pray that you will continue to follow the regulations. Make sure you get your vaccination, and please be safe. Have a spiritually rewarding and productive week.